This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is how it should have started yesterday.
Hello!
You got this thing right here, the phone. The phone thing.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The phones are working.
That is so true, Dick.
Praise the big man.
How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
Jesus, what the hell was that?
Praise Jesus, Jeebus.
How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO?
Right.
Biggest celebrity of them all?
How you doing? Peace be with you. Praise Jeebus.
Jeebus.
That is so true, Dick.
Thank you.
My first reaction was, oh yeah, go screw.
Who are you?
I am McLovin.
There.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Yeah, we tried.
That was funny.
Thank you.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
Check over there. Is Buzz there?
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Big deal.
Is what you're thinking.
It is what I'm thinking.
Nice ass.
Whoa! Thank you.
You are a cheating, lying whore.
I'm not happy.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
That's very funny.
Well, what have we here?
Ollie. Yeah. All right. Oh, we got Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Oh, yeah!
Thank you, Big Ed. Hi, everybody! Hi there, welcome back.
Welcome back to the film.
What's happening, Little Rain's Don and Mike Show, new episode? And it's Tuesday, and the news is breaking all around us.
The New York Giants are in the playoffs?
No, Mike.
Barack Obama has the lead on Hillary Clinton.
No, I think you know.
It's a warm, very warm day. Record-setting warmth in the nation's capital.
Mike, the Messiah has quit.
What? Oh, him.
Yes.
Yeah, he's gone, that guy. I guess he tipped his hand last night.
A little.
And, he kind of gave him a... He gave him a little clue at the press conference and then dropped the bomb today.
I love it when they get it totally wrong. Front page of the Washington Post, that old fart, Thomas Boswell.
Boswell!
Writes an entire column today about how Joe Gibbs was wishy-washy yesterday at his news conference about coming back, but that is simply because he wants an extension. He wants to come back as the coach of the Redskins.
Uh-huh. Wrong!
You can count on it. He just doesn't know how to ask for the money.
Wrong, Tommy. Well, Tommy, big and sloppy.
Listen, I know to those of you listening to us in the 20-odd some cities outside Washington, D.C., this may be no more than a pimple on a dog's ass. And it is no more than a pimple on a dog's ass here in Washington, D.C. But I mean to tell you, this city, the most powerful city in the world, on the day of the New Hampshire primaries, has absolutely slowed down to an absolute stop because of this. Right.
This is like a presidential resignation. This is the biggest story.
He's taking the podium.
This is truly amazing. He's taking the podium.
They're going to make him give it back.
I'm sure that I'm going to leave a lot out. I'm sure this probably won't come across as smooth as what I want it to. I got so many people to thank and so many feelings that I want to get across to everybody. So I say, first of all, it's been a long 3 days, and I apologize up front if I don't
Joe Gibbs!
Get across exactly what I want to say.
Joe Gibbs!
He really wants this to happen. And so I really appreciate
him. Let's offer now our commentary on the Joe Gibbs Goodbye Tour.
Very good.
Last day and a half. And so I'll get back to sharing a few things about Dan a little bit later on. I also apologize for the timing on this. And kind of
I've always hated that little Jew.
I want to kind of give everybody a, my reasoning and feeling and what happens.
You know, so if we were doing commentary, we're like the guys in those beer commercials that sit there with the Coors Light talking up ourselves.
On the fact that I really thought we were going to go all the way. And so
unfortunately,
I was so focused
the
on
only person to go all the way was Coach Bugs and his pants.
So proud of our guys, the way they fought, the way we played in those last...
I hope that awful little $1.99 website we put together didn't hurt Joe's feelings.
Totally focused on just that. And I thought we had a great chance. I know our coaching staff and all the guys are working extremely hard. All of us were totally devoted.
This sounds to me like a guy who's had the pressure of the world.
Sure.
Listen to this.
And I felt like that was a real possibility.
Listen how freaking happy this guy sounds.
The Seahawks game obviously was a shock for all of us.
What's he, 67?
Yes. None of us liked what happened, and then, of course, we get back.
Enjoy your retirement, Joe.
In the morning, and as deserve I mentioned it. The next day, what Dan and I both talked over, we're totally focused on our free agency, the players that we needed to talk to. And the next day, of course, at the team meeting, I want to say to all of our players, I apologize to them for not getting to say something to all of them. But at that point, I was not in any position where I'd felt like I was ready to say anything. And so we had to...
All right, I'm confused.
It's kind of like listening to Roger Clemens.
Myself spoke to players, most of them, in the afternoon.
All I know is that Dan Snyder injected me in the buttocks.
With a B-12 shot and lidocaine.
I felt like I wanted to talk to Pat and J.D. and Coy, Melissa Heather,
and Wyatt,
Jackson Miller, Jason Taylor, Ty L. and Case. And
Jesse James.
I've been pretty fortunate.
John Boy and Beaver and Wally.
Got a pretty good row there, and we got one on the way, too. So
Your Majesty
whatever
gives.
His name's going to be. And so I had real good visits with everybody.
I'm happy as hell to be leaving town.
See you later, you little midget.
Started back to D.C. and got on the plane that afternoon. I kind of had a real strong feeling in my heart of
that I could never work for Daniel Snyder.
Ever again.
I want to kind of stop right there and just say that
I hate Daniel Snyder.
I love the Redskins,
but I hate Dan Snyder.
Tony and so much of our life, Pat and
Bill and Gail
grew up here, and they grew up here. The youth home, which is a huge part of our life.
I want to say
it sure is, Joe.
And so.
I want to say happy birthday, Elvis.
Where we want to be.
He'd be 72 today.
But I felt like...
I'd like to say safe home, Evel Knievel.
Family and everything there in Charlotte. I think everybody here is aware of the fact that when I originally came here 4 years ago, my family situation since then has dramatically changed. And some of you followed that.
Did he take himself another bride?
He's probably talking about his grandson, probably.
Oh, okay.
Having gone through that change.
Rob Spiewak writes, Elvis would be 73 today.
Ah, very good.
Thank you, Robbie.
To do it is, it's, you're going after it night and day.
Night.
It's something you think about all the time. And Dan kind of, and the coaches here all know, they certainly pay a huge price.
I hate Dan.
And as you go through that during the season,
you realize
Dan really makes it harder than any other owner.
For a minute. In the off season, every time you sit down, you think about something, you're always saying to yourself,
God, I hate Dan Snyder. I got to keep working for this son of a bitch.
You think he could say one kind word the whole time I've been here?
It's that. It's how hard it is. And I loved it. I think it's one of the great. It's one of the all-time great opportunities in the world is to be the coach of the Washington Redskins.
It's just too bad. It comes with the baggage known as Daniel Snyder.
But what is it like coaching the Washington Redskins?
It's really, really important.
Instead of the Washington Redskins.
That's the way I tried to treat it. And
I will think lovingly of every buttock.
Especially
visit
Larry Michael.
Filled out the coaching pants of my staff.
I knew that... And I told Dan.
I hate you, Dan.
I said, Dan, if I do this.
Now come here and kiss me.
No turning back. You go as hard as you can. You go as hard as you can because so many people count on you. Having weighed that, I felt like kind of what I wanted to talk to Dan about
was the parking prices at FedEx Field, charging $35 for goddamn game. I just said, Dan, I can't, the Lord's not behind that.
And we talked a little bit, and then last night,
Dan said, "Money's king."
He wouldn't yield. He wouldn't yield on it.
He's one of the few guys I think can keep up with me at night.
I said, "Is God putting that parking price on your heart?"
Through that process, and I shared with him
my hatred
that I felt like with my family and what I felt with them.
I expressed to him that I could not get away from him fast enough.
Our grandkids and
we prayed on it, and everyone hates him.
The influence you have on others.
Everyone says Grandpa hates Mr. Snyder.
My family,
get away from him, Daddy.
Right now, I told him that I just did not feel.
I
like
cannot work for you anymore, Daniel Snyder.
I need to make
you
going
are
forward this year.
Get the hell out.
What?
Not
my family situation was, and what
not.
I felt like that they needed me. And
I'm totally lying through my pants right now. I'm walking away from $5 million. What kind of idiot does that? I can't stand working for the little guy sitting right in my right.
I hate him. I hate him. I hate him.
Yeah.
At that point, sometimes real late there. I think he kind of felt what I was feeling, and
hatred.
Sure, hatred.
I don't think he necessarily agreed with it, but
of course, he loves himself.
I think he felt like. And he understood kind of what I was saying to him.
That I hated him.
I put him in a shoebox and said, be quiet, Dan.
I said, Stuart Little, I'm getting out of Dodge.
And my whole family, they grew up with me. I don't know how hard it is. I can tell you this, that being the son of is a tough deal.
And he's the son of a bitch. I'll tell you that, Dan Snyder.
I drug her through so many things. And I can remember every day when I left the house, I would always say to her, you realize this is the most important game of our life. I think after a while, she got
I hope he does the laugh.
The goofy laugh.
At it with that. And then when I went off and started in racing, and I said, this is an important race of our life, she goes, shut up. We're not going through that again. But I appreciate my family and everybody going through that. And so now I think it's time for me to.
Will you stop pinching his penny just long enough to wave goodbye? Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I want to say
thank you, Don and Mike, for your support over the years.
I've loved you more than any man can love two men.
You guys riffed on me before it was funny to riff on me.
I want to say,
you two, really, when I sent you those souvenir coaches shorts.
And Fred, our ownership team here.
And Fred, since we were interrupting there, he's talking about Fred Claus.
What I got to experience for 4 years.
Vince Vaughn's totally underrated as an actor.
The reason why you wind up so close with the coaches that we have here is because in life, you know, you may go 10
I've seen
there are people right now. I'm just thinking right now.
I've seen these men naked.
It's because
there are people pounding their dashboard at us right now.
Oh, no, they're loving them. This is the coverage they want.
Period of 4 years.
Right.
I only wish one of those stupid debates would be on when we were on the air.
Yeah.
So we could offer our unfiltered commentary of that as
unfiltered.
Well.
Unfiltered.
Every single thing.
Unfiltered
we wanted,
and unbiased.
A great partner and kind of sitting and talking about all the decisions we made because here.
I regret getting Jamie Lynn Spears. What's her name? Jamie Lynn
Jamie
Spears.
Lynn Spears.
She's pregnant.
And
I regret it.
In the sky.
I'm going to take time, help Brittany.
Barris. Lindsay.
And
all my hoes.
I'm 4 years. I got to witness a lot about
Dan. What a bad man he is.
Example last night when we were sitting there talking,
he just cut some guy's finger off right in front of me.
Just to prove a point, he was talking to me over lunch, holding a human hand, just like in that movie, The Departed.
Knew him, talked about him,
cut his hand right off in front of me. Said, "Joe, pass the rolls."
For me personally,
I was disgusted. And Jesus, Elvis is going to be 73 today.
Came here to because you know you don't know somebody till you go to work with them. And
now I know I hate this little bastard.
Dan, as I started out, we went through some tough times.
I tell you,
and,
I
can
tell
remember
you. He was in my pocket
was
the whole time.
At my lowest point, and he
wanted me to get into Scientology with Tom Cruise. I told him to eat one. Eat one Jesus style.
I said, I will not have one of your roller coasters at Six Flags named after me.
I'm praying hard for that little girl that lost her foot. I'm hoping one grows back, though.
And I can honestly say he's got a winner's heart. He wants to win. And for everybody here in Washington, I want to say I witnessed it. I saw it. I was a part of it.
He's a bad, evil man. He killed an animal like Michael Vick did.
He sacrificed a goat. Right on his desk, his big wooden desk.
And so...
I, of course, was disgusted.
That is not the type of false idol I follow.
We appreciate his support as we went through everything. So
cleaning up the blood, et cetera.
That, is one of those things that we'll be able to...
never talk again. I'll never take his calls.
I was amazed to see Vinny Serrato in a Roman Centurion outfit in his office.
2:30 this morning, we kind of reached an agreement of what to do.
I beat the crap out of him. About 2:30, I finally balled my little hand into a fist and punched him in his little head.
I looked him in the eye and I said, I will not abide a thrill ride with the name of a Gibbs Mountain.
He was kidding me because he was saying, hey, you're young, you're young.
Young.
And I was saying...
he was burning me with cigarettes, saying, you will be the coach of the Redskins. I said, you can't make me.
After they untied me...
Of my life with you.
Oh, there's the letter.
There it is.
Room locked between those walls where I could hear the commode flush and everything else going on up and down the hall.
I had to smell your farts.
Hearing Coach Bro eat ice and all the other things I go through. There's not a
Coach Bugle's healthy bowel movement.
And so,
yeah.
But I try to give him appreciation. Then when you stop and think about it, I've actually spent 15 years here with the Redskins. It's the greatest job in the world. And probably is about 20% of my life.
What
and,
is it the greatest job in the world?
Time. It's one of the great experiences in the world. And I want to thank everybody here. Now, our fans, I just want to say to our fans.
You stupid losers. Keep paying the highest prices in the league. Keep getting gypped on parking. And now that I'm not here, well, it's all going downhill again.
I stop at Starbucks and get my coffee.
Because it helps with my stool.
I wonder if he got paid to say that.
He will now.
And they might have been calling me some nasty names on Sunday in front of the TV, but they were pretty good and friendly when they saw me.
And I want to thank Don and Mike for that.
Greatest fans in the world.
That's Don and Mike
I'm talking about. Thank you.
It doesn't matter what the weather is.
It's always sunny when Don and Mike are around.
Good football.
They spread sunshine wherever they go.
I spent the last 15 years watching Sonny Jurgensen straining at stool. I will miss that.
Sure.
I hate you, Dan.
I'm leaving you.
Standing on top of the cars at Redskin Park.
All those idiot fans.
Sam Huff standing on top of the cars.
3:00 in the morning. What you didn't know was Dan wanted to charge you admission.
Rental fee for the space because you were there long after game time.
I want to say to them, I was always treated and I deserve
better than the way I've been treated. By the people in this godforsaken second-class town.
I deserved a hell of a lot better.
About,
I'm gone. See ya.
In front of her and did the hula every time we score a touchdown and all the things.
I made my penis move, and well, that worried me. I don't know if God was down with that.
Then I did the hula.
I said, no more hula, girls. You made my penis move during the game, Dan.
That. Thanks to our fans. I want to say I mentioned that the front office here
sucks. It's a shambles, bug-eyed, Vinny Serrato, Little Napoleon.
Bad food.
Daniel Snyder.
Bad parking.
I think it's been proven that...
And most importantly, bad plumbing.
And so I appreciate them and everybody in the front office. The one person that I do get a big thumbs up to is Cindy.
Boy, Cindy. Well, don't we all give the big thumbs up to Cindy?
Like Cindy.
I literally gave her thumbs up.
Yes, sir.
I didn't break any accord I made with my Lord.
Cindy, could you come in here a moment, please?
I'm down there in the hall, and I am knocked down screaming at coaches. We're having a fight about 12 o'clock in the morning.
I'm saying Cindy's mine. Stay away from her.
We're tugging on her just like she's a tug of war.
And then when some of the phone calls came in from the fans, she goes, these people are nuts. Yeah, so... I appreciate Cindy and her coming up and spending the 4 years with me and kind of keeping me straight. I said I got an easy life. I get up in the morning and do what Pat tells me. I come to work and do what Cindy tells me. So,
and that's just lay down on the couch, Coach Gibbs.
Oil up.
Relax. I'm going to give you the kind of massage you can't get at home.
We've gone to war. I think we got an unbelievable coaching staff, people that care, that work so hard.
That hate Dan.
Obviously, to the players, I had a chance.
I'm sorry, I'm running out on you.
I had a chance to talk to the players in the group.
That's a long second.
I've had a chance today to talk to a lot of the players individually.
I've said them all. I told them all. I hate Dan.
Watch. I just have one main line that I say to all of them. Watch your back. Watch your backside. He'll stab it.
Usually, with all the players, a lot of them came in today.
And said, Coach Gibbs, would you sign a letter for me? And I said, I'd be glad to sign. Wherever you want to go, you have my letter of recommendation.
No problem at all, son.
Try and paint a picture here of this and get the next coach in trouble. But
because I don't want him getting Miss Cindy's mighty thumbs up.
Cindy's going back with him to Charlotte.
He'll work on the race team.
That's right.
Talk about the first year was a typical startup year. The second year was just...
I just could not stand the little son of a bitch. Every time I'm putting on my jockstrap, he's coming around going, Joe, why do we do this?
I hated him the first year. I didn't know that I could hate him more every year.
Scouts and Vinny and everybody working hard.
They hate him, too.
We need to do. We turned around.
And we said...
And we glued him to the wall.
You make big comebacks. And I think we did that. I think we got a lot of the pieces in place. I personally
hate Dan and cannot continue in the final year of my contract.
Dan is
an ass.
A horrible human being.
I feel like my friendship with him
is over for good.
I always do. But also for the Redskins, I want to
eliminate him from the face of the earth.
To try and help
this franchise.
Be the goal that we want to achieve here. Our fans deserve
a better owner
than Dan Snyder.
Deserve championships.
And you're not going to get it with Dan Snyder.
Seeing that that comes to fruition. And so that's kind of a little bit of how I feel kind of about going forward. I mentioned the youth for tomorrow.
I'm going to go back to Charlotte. I'm going to get me the biggest goddamn pair of aviator glasses I can find.
And I'm going to eat pie for 3 days.
No more Snyder.
I just really want to say a big thanks to everybody. I know I left
except
a lot
Dan.
Out. I know. I just hope that my heart came across to everybody here on how I feel about this.
I hate Dan. I love everybody else.
Everybody I love. Except him.
It's been amazing for me to experience the fact that I think it's we serve such a.
I am fixing to leave him.
Looks down, and in most cases, takes a very average person, a physical education major in my case,
and runs him into the ground to the point where he feels like he's an old man, and I'm living in a camp for old people, and he's yelling at me, old man, do this, and I can't take it anymore.
So I'm saying goodbye to him.
I want to say thanks to the Lord.
But not Dan.
Lord, save me from Dan.
From Dan. I would stay and talk longer, but my plane is waiting for me.
F you, Dan Snyder.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the
there's three words that keep coming to mind.
It's the little guy.
Sort of falling asleep last night thinking about Joe. The first word is appreciation. Tremendous appreciation. The second is admiration. And the third is respect.
My first reaction was, oh, yeah, go screw.
I know from working so close with Joe and all the coaches, the scouts, the organization, that they so much and we all so much respect Joe, admire him, and have an appreciation for him.
Can I pass along the
players?
Nobody has passed away. I'd like to remind our listeners, no one has died. This is as close as you get to death.
The bond that he created here is very, very special. And they really, really appreciate it every day with him.
He'll be missed.
And because of that, Joe is 67. We're raising ticket prices next year, $67 a seat.
67
best in the world. And they know he's the best in the world.
I'm standing on a couple of yellow pages right now.
His wife, Pat, so well. They're constantly text messaging back and forth all the time. And
she was writing saying, Dan,
communication about
I hate you.
Us and all the things
my husband hates you.
Football and rooting us on. Great, great people. Great family. This is something that no one wanted to see happen.
Perfect.
But all of us respect it. And understand it.
He hates you, Dan.
I wish I was taller.
I wish I had a Super Bowl.
Money can't buy me friends.
Damn it.
I saw.
Are we going to get a little love back now?
Leaving out a lot. I saw Joe in the back, Joe Jacoby, and I wanted to say it all.
You're a mongoloid, Joe. I want to say that to you since you played the Hawks. You're a mongoloid. You hear me? You misshapen freak. You elephant man looking spaz.
You've been a big part of what the Redskins have been about, and in this community, we're proud of all of them, and I want to say a big thanks to them, too. And,
hey, Joe Jacoby, what's 5 times 5?
Each and every one of them, and Joe, appreciate you kind of representing them. I know there's a bunch of them.
I want to say, I was real happy today when I turn on TV and all my former has-been players was calling the news. There's Mark Mosley, my kicker. First he called into Channel 5, then he called into Channel 9, then he called into Channel 4.
Made the circuit.
Joe Theismann calling all
the TV. I saw Joe on the crawler.
Charles Mann's called on the TV.
He's leaving. We also heard from Redskins owner Dan.
That would be it. It's over.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Already? Safe home, Joe.
There you go. Got started.
Well, like they say at Domino's, that brand new pizza, BFD.
Seriously.
There you go. But it had quite the funereal sound to it, didn't it? It really did.
Here's really the best part of all of this. This broke just before 9 a.m. this morning, right. East Coast time. And fortunately for us, filling in on the Channel 5, the Fox Morning Show, is Wilma Thomas.
Oh, very good.
Now,
a big sports guy.
Yeah.
giant sports guy.
I want you to listen very carefully. 2 a.m. He reads.
I got the news from Krebs.
Well, listen to him give the news. Here's Will Thomas with this breaking news.
Okay, very good.
We've got a little breaking news coming into the Fox 5 newsroom. According to the Associated Press, the questions are now over. Joe Gibbs apparently is re-signing with the Redskins.
Resigning.
Resigning, rather, with the Redskins. Sorry about that.
He's a fan.
Oh, God. Resigning.
More Gibbs. Oh, there's more Gibbs.
Stepping down is to make sure that I get to Charlotte and do the things I need to do with the family. But to be quite truthful, I plan on being here a lot anyway.
That's a lie.
This is my home also.
I hate Dan, though.
Dan is the biggest thing here for you.
I'll be coming back from my carnival. I'm coming back from my Youth for Tomorrow carnival. You got to play that Will Thomas thing. That is the
that's
seriously, that is not, in fairness to Will Thomas, that is a Krebsian Harrisonian move that he made.
I'm going to put it in another category. I'm going to put it in a Coleman category.
Okay, very good.
I say he's like Jeremy Coleman. He's
just not concerned with it. He doesn't pay attention to the prompter.
He's a young man who likes his light loafers and maybe doesn't know a lot about throwing ball with the boys.
So he's not really super paying attention when he gets the big news.
So anyway, he's just had his brand new facelift, and he looked seriously.
He had his Botox injections.
He looks like Michael Jackson about 5 surgeries into it.
Wow.
So he's the guy that's sitting in on the morning show. And he gets to break the news.
We've got a little breaking news coming into the Fox 5 newsroom. According to the Associated Press, the questions are now over. Joe Gibbs apparently is re-signing with the Redskins.
Resigning.
Resigning, rather, with the Redskins. Wow. Sorry about that.
Well, all right. I'm going to try to give Wilma the benefit of the doubt. Now, who wrote with the Redskins? If somebody handed him a piece of paper that said
he is resigning
with the Redskins.
Here's the thing. It's like if I say to you, it would be like if I said,
is he getting it as an IFB? Where's he getting it from?
I said, Mike O'Mara, it's reported, is sending out his resume to get a job.
Yeah, if it's re-signing, you have the hyphen there.
And it's like resume is spelled the same as resume.
Right.
Mean two different things. Rob, what's his, it's R-E-S-U-M-E. R-E-S-U-M-E.
Yeah. Right, right.
We've got a little breaking news coming into the Fox 5 newsroom. According to the Associated Press, the questions are now over. Joe Gibbs apparently is re-signing with the Redskins.
Resigning, rather,
with the Redskins. Sorry about that.
It says That's to all me, Thomas. It has to be clearly his fault because the lady knew exactly what was going on.
Yes, right. And I don't think with the Redskins is the right way either.
No.
I just think, the Redskins.
Right. You know, he doesn't know a lot about sports.
He simply just doesn't care.
We have breaking news. The Joe Gibbs has re-signed with the Redskins.
And with resume, don't you put the little thingy on the end of it?
You can.
The little accent on the
I don't know how to do that in WordPerfect, I don't know how to do it.
Well, resume after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.